That's a nice groove, man.
Right?
It's a nice groove.
And like normally the bass gets buried in the mix, man. They made it top layer.
Yep. Oh, I love that. Again, you got the horns. And, oh, woo. See, and I love this guitar. See, this is what I'm talking about. There's some guys that play funk that I hear that have a lot of signal processing on the rhythm section.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a lot of chorus or flange. I'm like, no, just let it. You know, because I like the chunkiness, the percussion.
Yeah.
You know? And if you have a lot of that other effect, it kind of like softens it.
Sure.
You know, because I like the edgy of the funk. Like, and you hear those strings, you know? You, the palm muting and the percussiveness of it just loses something. You put too much on it.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to let funk breathe. That's funk.
Yeah. It's like that in life, too. Sometimes we try to do too much.
Yeah.
And we end up not accomplishing much of anything.
Yeah.
Because we're spreading ourselves too thin.
Yeah.
You know? So,
true.
So in other words, be like the funk guitar.
That's right.
Don't do a lot of processing. Just be.
That's right. Put the F-U-N in funk.
That's it. I'm Deacon Halberg. Somebody's listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're going to take a look at that great Led Zeppelin tune off Physical Graffiti, In My Time of Dying. Great song. Actually talking about end of life issues. So I would love to hear from you today. Maybe you want to share with us, you know, what it was like when you were losing somebody that you loved. Maybe you were at the bedside with them or in the last few days in hospice when they were dying. You know, what were you feeling? What were you going through? You know, because actually the lyrics of this song kind of speak to that. And Ace and I will be diving into it today. Would love your thoughts on this song, In My Time of Dying by Led Zeppelin. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, this weekend, while you're celebrating Valentine's, Register Radio is helping us because after years of delay and genuine excited anticipation by Catholics all over the world, the Diocese of Peoria announcing that this week the Archbishop Fulton Sheen will be beatified. And of course, as we find out more about that, Monsignor Roger Landry is going to join him to talk about that event this weekend. So Saturday afternoon, 4 Eastern, join us for Register Radio on EWTN Radio.
It's about time his beatification came
around.
Yeah, so I've been waiting a long time. I just want to just mention a couple things before we dive into the song. First of all, today is Friday the 13th. All right, look, we Catholics are not superstitious. Don't worry about stepping on a crack and breaking your mom's back or walking under a ladder or crossing a black cat crossing your path or lucky charms or anything. Like, look, we are not superstitious. 13 is just, for example, on a lot of airplanes, there's no 13th row.
Right.
You know, you look at your boarding pass, you see 11, 12, 14. A lot of hotels, there's no 13th floor.
Right.
Because people, I don't want to stay on the 13th floor. Something bad. I mean, look, we Catholics are not superstitious. Now, let me be clear. Sometimes we do superstitious practices like taking a statue of St. Joseph, burying it upside down in your yard to sell your house. Come on, that's like superstitious.
Right.
You know, we don't do that. Now we have sacramentals, right, which are reminders of our relationship with the Lord. So right now I'm wearing a crucifix and miraculous medal. That's not superstition. You know, or wearing a scapular or blessing yourself with holy water or praying a rosary and, you know, participating in sacraments. That's not superstition. You know, we're not, you know, okay, rub the lamp and you know, God will grant us a wish. That's not the way it works. Okay, so we're not superstitious. And I also just want to say, if I don't remember to say it later on, happy Valentine's Day to all you Valentiners out there.
Valentiners, that's right.
Yeah. Wish you a happy Valentine's Day. All right, let's dive into it. We're talking about In the Time of Dying by Led Zeppelin. Again, if you lost someone that you love or you're with someone that was dying, maybe you do hospice work or maybe you had a family member or a friend who was dying, you were there in their last moments. What was that like? I'm going to talk about that today because this song addresses that. Would love to hear from you, 833-288-EW10. That's 833-288-3986. All right, Ace, let's dive into the lyrics here.
All right.
So at the first, it starts with that, you know, with the slide, you know, with with Jimmy Page, which is awesome.
A little front porch.
I mean, it kind of brings you into the mood, you know?
Yeah.
Without being too depressing or somber.
Right.
You know, I think John Bonham arranged this song very well. So it starts off like, okay, this song's going to be different, but it's not like a dirge.
Yeah.
You know, where you're depressed. And then when I'm getting old, man. I'm a brain fart here.
Yeah.
When the lyrics come in, the song actually kicks in.
Yeah, Robert
In
Plant.
My time of, huh?
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant.
Yeah, right.
I got guitar player on my mind.
That's all right.
In my time of dying, want nobody to mourn. You know, just that one line. So a lot of people will say, you know, when I die, I don't want you to cry. Don't be sad because I'm going to be with Jesus. You know, but I think it's okay to mourn.
Yeah.
This
song hit a little bit when I was listening to it today because a couple weeks ago I buried my favorite grandmother. She was 94 years old, outlived two husbands, all of her sisters, just the most amazing person of faith and just the greatest heart. Anyway, I would say that even if she wasn't my grandmother. But the thing that I found, because, you know, again, during the funeral, you know, it's the, you know, let's not be sad because she's now with Jesus. And the opportunity for her to come back is not even on her list. She's like, no, I'm here with all my loved ones, everybody I outlived, all the things, right? But the thing that I remember is the mourning for me was in that I wasn't going to get time with her for the rest of my life. I was going to have to, so I was mourning the fact that, man, I'm going to have to wait. Like, I'd like to think it's a long time. But in that, it's, no, okay, yay, I get to see her again, but now I got to wait on it. Like, I can't just pick up the phone. Hey, Mama, you know, I can't just go see her. And so that, to me, we can still be celebration when we know someone is destined for heaven and ready. But again, the mourning part of it is in the waiting to see them again.
Yeah. And, you know, especially someone like a spouse or a child. I mean, like, I think of Paul J. Kim, right? Losing his son, 5 years old.
Yeah.
You know, right before the new year. You know, and your spouse feels like part of your child came from your own body,
right.
You know, or you had a best friend that felt like, you know, you were friends forever and they're no longer there. That's going to leave a void in the emptiness. And it is sad. Mm-hmm. It's okay to mourn.
Yeah.
Yes, we have faith. And yes, we know if they had a great relationship with the Lord, if they're in a state of grace, you know, that they're going to be with God forever in heaven. We anticipate seeing them again, but it's okay to be sad and to mourn.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm never going to say that, you know, like at my funeral, don't mourn. No, go ahead and mourn, you know, but mourn because, again, as you said so beautifully, Ace, I no longer, but still living, get to spend any more time with you.
Yeah.
But the joy comes from the fact that I anticipate seeing you again. You know, this funeral and this separation is not permanent. In fact, I'm going to be able to spend more time with you in eternity in heaven.
Yeah. No, that's a beautiful thing.
Yep. We're talking about a great song by Led Zeppelin, In My Time of Dying. And if you have lost someone that you love and, you know, would love to share that experience with, what it was like when that person was dying, what it's like for you now, you know, now that person is gone, would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Charlene is a first-time caller calling from South Carolina, listening on Catholic radio in South Carolina. Charlene, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hi there. It's so interesting that you're talking about this because I've been thinking about the death of my mother for the last several hours, and then I flipped on the radio, and there you are wanting to know. So
right.
I will just tell you, my mom was terminally ill, even when I was born, and she died when I was a little ways short, like 2 weeks short of my fifth birthday, and the summer before she died, and she was devout Christian, very devout, and she didn't pull no punches. My mom was a smart lady, and she knew I was a real smart kid. And the summer before she died, she commanded me to sit down by a tree while she told me that people don't all live the same length of time. And when God calls you home, that's when you die. Mm-hmm. And before your next birthday, I will already be gone. And I knew what dead was, even though I was 4 years old. You know, that's my dog had died. A cat had died. I saw chickens slaughtered. I knew what dead was. I'd been to one funeral. It was pretty bad for me, but I what can you do? So, some months later, when my next birthday was probably coming up, though at 4 years old, I really didn't have much of a sense of time passage the way grown-ups do. But I was staying with some relatives, and I waked up that morning, crawled out of the bed, and I had this horrible feeling. I didn't know how to say it, but the way I said it to myself, I never said it to anybody before. I really didn't. It was what I called the ring feeling. It was like all that was left of me was some hollow ring, like a bicycle tire or something. And then I recounted my mother's telling me months before that she was dying, and I knew that that meant my mom had died. And I started screaming because my mother was dead. And then I heard my uncle in another room calling to his wife and saying, "They're here. Is she ready to go?" And the next thing I knew, my mother's identical twin and her two sisters were in the house with me, and I knew my Aunt Mary's voice. She was identical to my mother. She came at me, and I went running back in the room where I had been sleeping, and I got down on my little knees on that floor and buried my face in the white chenille bedspread and started screaming because I did not want to look at my mother's face, and I knew what she was saying. And she somehow got me away from that bedspread and turned me around, and I had to look at my mother's face telling me that your mother is dead.
Wow. Wow, Sean, what a powerful, and it's you know, that you're still able to remember this when you're, you know, 4 years old is just, it just shows how impactful this was in your life. And, Charlene, we are so incredibly grateful to you for calling and sharing that beautiful, obviously we see how this has shaped you now, and it still sounds like it's fresh in your mind and in your heart. And so we will remember your mother in our prayers, and you as well. And thank you so much for the call, Charlene. I'm Deacon Halbrook. Everybody's listening to the Beacon of Truth playlist. Today we're talking about In My Time of Dying, great song by Led Zeppelin. And we're talking about, you know, your encounter with death, because this song is about, you know, the last hours. Maybe you want to share your encounter of a loved one who died, maybe, you know, and how you're feeling about it now. Maybe you were there when they died. What was that like for you? Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. All right, so far we just got the first line, right, Ace? The second line says, "All I want for you to do is take my body home." Mm. Right? So it's like, what is it? Asking the Lord, take us home, Lord. Because again, we're on pilgrimage while we're here on earth. This is not our home. Our home ultimately is with God in heaven.
Yeah. Well, and when you tie it with the next line where he says, "So I can die easy." I mean, I don't know how, I can't count the number of times when people have told me about someone who's passed. They're like, "Well, they pass in their sleep, so they weren't in any pain." Like it gives us peace to know, okay, they weren't hurting when they left, and we know they're not hurting on the other side. So there's a little bit of in our mourning that we can have some semblance of closure to know that they're, that the suffering has stopped, especially if they were sick for a long time, or, you know, or even if it was, you know, something that came quickly and then within a couple of weeks they passed, to know that they had that kind of peaceful transition is huge.
Yeah, I think, well, yeah, I totally agree with him. He says, so I can die easy. I would think, so I can die peace in, yeah. in peace. Yeah. Now, not just peacefully in the sense that without pain. I mean, I want to be, so when I hear die easy, to me, I want to be in a state of grace.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that my last words are about praying to Mary or the or Jesus, you know, the Jesus or the intercession of Mary. You know, I want to be mindful, you know, and aware, you know, so that I can really enter into that transition to the next life. You know, I'm not saying for me personally, you know, if there's some pain involved, that's okay, because Jesus was in agony and pain when he gave his life for us. Yeah. But I just be at peace knowing that my wife's okay. She's going to be taken care of because of, you know, she'll be okay, that, you know, that, that I'm in a state of grace, and that, you know, that, that kind of thing is, I think for me is the peaceful part.
Yeah. And I think I saw a writing or meme or something this week that was talking about, you know, for us fathers, husbands, like, it's not that our kids would ever go without, or that our husband or that our wives wouldn't be able to go on without us, but it's the fact that they have to. Like, that's yeah. the part of being a man that, you know, and so, and that resonates as I was listening to this song again this week, is just in that of, you know, not wanting to leave anything behind. Like, you want to always say all the things that you want to say. You want to leave all the life lessons so you don't feel like there's anything. But then they know where they stand with God based on your influence in their life, you know, that they're not, mm-hmm. it's not the, I don't want dad to know what's happened to me. It's a, I got to call dad. He knows what to do. And I, yeah. and I think when yeah. when I hear these words, it kind of is that, like, I want to die easy. I want to, you know, just take my body so that I can just be done and be with you, Lord. And I think in the same way that he embraces us, we embrace our families in the same vein.
That's right. I love that. We're on a Beacon of the Truth playlist episode today, In My Time of Dying by Led Zeppelin. We'd love to hear from you today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Greg is calling from Albany, New York. Listen on SiriusXM 130. Greg, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Well, thank you, Deacon. I appreciate it. Thank you, you know, for a great show. I listen, you know, a few times a week, and you do have a great show, and I love how you mix in, you know, your music likings and bring a nice little punch up to the show. Two quick things. So my godfather passed away last week, okay? And I'm 51, so he was very influential. Quick backstory, my godparents are my parents' best friends. This is my father's friend of 60 years, okay? And so much so, you know, I used to call him uncle and aunt, right? And cousins, and I'm from a large family. I'm one of eight, and they had seven kids. So a couple weeks ago, I travel for work, as you do. And so I got a call that, you know, to go see him in the hospital. And he had cancer, which was very strange in the way of, he had a tumor on his esophagus last fall, which disappeared through prayer and treatment. Well, when his lungs were filling up with fluid, he said, okay, well, spread. And he had said, and this all happened within the past week and a half here. So he had said something that you just noted with the Led Zeppelin line of, like, take my body home. When he couldn't receive treatment, he said, I am going to die at home, and I want to bring in hospice. So they did, and 2.5 days later, got a call and said, look, if you want to see Uncle Bill, come on over. So I took my father, you know, which is best friend of 60 years, and we went up. And, you know, there's always, you're used to a lot of people, and they had made my uncle very comfortable. And then, you know, one of our priest friends had come in and done last rites. And I'm sure that many people listening to your great show have been involved in this. And it's a very, very powerful moment, many moments, I should say. And what happened to me as knowing that it's most likely going to be the last time that I see him and able to speak to him very little, as sad as it was, there was so much peace in my heart and mind. And I could sense that in the room. And here's why I say that. Because he, and this doesn't happen most, a lot of times in life, right? We don't have the opportunity or privilege to say, look, I want to choose where I die. And that left me with a lot of peace in my heart. And it did spread throughout the room. And it did spread as we, you know, within the wake and the funeral. And there were, a lot of people. You're talking a 90-minute, you know, wait in line at the wake. And every, you know, I just kept mentioning that to people that it's, I'm holding on to that piece of my heart because he was able to decide and work with God, this is the way I see it, and work with God to say, I just want to be home before I come home to you ultimately. So I say that as it was sad, but I want to also offer your audience, if they are going through tough times or have been through recently, that there is light at the end of the tunnel and very much a profound peace can be found within your heart. And I think that's what you should hold close and celebrate that. And I think it's, you know, to juxtapose and along with the Led Zeppelin song, you know, Take My Body Home, one of the lyrics, it just reminds me of our Stairway to Heaven. And I think that if, as, you know, Catholics, that if we stay true to ourselves and authentic, God is waiting for us and will greet us with open arms.
Wow, beautiful. What? Not only was that a beautiful story, but incredible words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. You know, it reminds me of the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who mourn, you know, for they shall be comforted. And your words, Greg, your words of wisdom and your beautiful insights, I think, will give people comfort for those who are mourning, who are listening to the show today. Thank you so much, Greg, for your beautiful contribution to the show. We're talking about In My Time of Dying, great song by Led Zeppelin today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Leslie's calling from New Orleans, Louisiana, where I'll be there in just a few weeks, listening on Catholic Community Media. Leslie, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Great to hear from you.
Thank you. I just wanted to share about my mom. She passed away. It'll be 2 years in May. She lived with me the last 2 years of her life because she had frontal temporal dementia. And so she stayed with me. And in the last 6 months, we had hospice in, and she began to lose her ability to walk and move her body and talk and everything. And she was basically bedbound. But we played music for her all day long. She developed a following of Andre Bocelli, and we just would play. But it's not something that we did growing up. And my mom had a very complicated relationship with Jesus and everything, but the dementia seemed to strip down all those barriers, and her caregivers would pray with her, and she would talk about Jesus a lot. In the last 2 weeks of her life, though, she had sort of a, where she became very lucid, and so my uncle, her brother, came to visit her, and she talked with him, and then my brother, who lives in California, came out the week before she died, And she was very lucid with him, and that was a Sunday night. But then on Monday, she basically stopped talking, stopped moving, just basically slept in bed. And so I told hospice I thought it was near the end, and they're like, well, maybe, you know. But so I would stay home from work with her. And then Thursday night, she hadn't spoken in 3 days, hadn't moved really in 3 days. And my husband and I would always go in at night at around 8 o'clock, and we would change her depends and get her cleaned up and say prayers with her and things like that before we sort of like close the door and let her go to bed. And then that Thursday night, we went in and did all this. And then I don't know why, I actually had never done this with her, but I was holding hands with her and we said our prayers, and I started singing Jesus Loves Me. And again, her eyes were closed. She hadn't talked in 3 days. Just started singing Jesus Loves Me with her. And she started singing with me. And we sang two full verses together. And at the end of it, I leaned over and gave her a kiss. I was just like, wow. Leaned over, gave her a kiss, and I said, Mama, you know, good night. I love you. Is there anything that you need? And her eyes opened up, and she looked straight at me, and she went, more of this. And then she closed her eyes, and about 4 a.m., I could hear her across the hall, the breathing getting labored. And I went over, and she had just passed. And I sat and just held her hand for about 2 hours, because I held her hand every morning when she would wake up. And so we just sat together and till she got cold a little bit, and then they came in and took care of her.
Wow, what a beautiful way to end the show today. Thank you so much for that beautiful sharing. All right, my friends, until we are together again, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.